Blog Talk Radio.
On air now.
Hello, everyone. Brother O, am I speaking now?
Yes, indeed.
Hello, everyone. This is Jerry Petito. I want to share something of importance based on, of course, the events of today. Just so we're all clear, I am a pro-Trump patriot. We as Republicans of the United States of America do not condone the practices which took place today. Anyone who knows me knows I've been part of many protests. I've protested 2 years ago with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in Trenton. You know, today was one rally that I was asked to go to and refused. A few friends attempted to stay but had to leave because they felt unsafe. I already knew what was going to happen. A group of people on the way to the plaza were attacked by the Proud Boys. One person stabbed and brought to the hospital. A woman storms the Capitol and points a gun at a security guard, and he is forced to shoot and kill her. Anyone in their right mind has to know that there is no way a Trump supporter would have done anything to sabotage this pro-Trump rally. That's just common sense. So having said that, I will say this. Republican or Democrat, the end times is near. Evil is lurking, and regardless of this outcome, we will be facing tribulations like you've never seen before. The old saying, don't poop where you eat. Think about that for a minute, guys. Republican pro-Trumpers were going to poop on this rally? Absolutely not. The enemy invaded. Wake up, America, before it's too late. The people that were at this rally were there to have Trump speak, to do all this incredible positive stuff. Why on earth would they be the same people to sabotage it and ruin it? I'm just saying this to say this, guys. I don't care who you voted for. I don't care if you're Republican. I don't care if you're Democrat. I don't care if you believe in God. I don't care if you don't. We have to start coming together as a nation, the world, as people. We have to start being there for each other. There is so much violence that is happening right now. I can't believe that I'm actually seeing it in my lifetime this bad. So I just want to put a positive note out there before Brother O comes on and tell everyone we all need to get into prayer for what's happening right now with our country, with the world, but especially right now with our country. And yes, I am going to be praying for my president. Thank you all.
Anarchy. We, the Republicans of the United States of America, Jay and I both share that. We're discussing today what happened when those animals went to our Capitol and disgraced it. We all know that we have a Democratic president who now is about to be sworn into office. We all need to rally behind him. All the folks out there that did those dastardly deeds today should be ashamed of themselves. We at Oney Dynasty, no matter if you're a Democrat, Republican, independent, or don't vote at all, know that what happened today was a farce. It was an utter disgrace. And a lot of times, you know, I don't always speak about party, but everyone knows that I'm a conservative, and that's how I vote. But we must definitely talk down this type of anger and displacement. The Ku Klux Klan runs the Proud Boys. Now, this show tonight has nothing to do with our commentary and our editorial between Jerry and I. So we're not going to be calling in about that. So please, please, please respect the topic at hand by our host, Wyjet Mentuhotep-El. And now, A&M University, right here at O&E Dynasty. The next voice you will hear after our track will be none other than Wyjet El.
you're so late getting home from the office. Did you miss your train? Were you caught in the rain? No, don't bother to explain. Can I fix you a quick martini? As a matter of fact, I'll have one with you. For to tell you the truth, I've had quite a day too. I went in town to shop around for something new, and thought I'd stop and have a bite when I was through. I looked around for some place near, and it occurred to me where I had parked the car. There was a most attractive French cafe and bar. It really wasn't very far. The waiter showed me to a dark, secluded corner, and as my eyes became accustomed to the gloom, two people at the bar who were so in love that even I could spot it clear across the room. Guess who I saw today, my dear? I've never been so shocked before. I headed blind. They didn't see me passing through. Guess who I saw today? Guess who I saw today? Guess who I saw today?
Live on air. Live on air.
This is a product of Beverly Nation Online Radio, and this is A&M University, and I'm your host, Wadet Mentuhotep L, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, and dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the topic of tonight is, does culture shape how we work? And to begin, DJ Olansky and Ms. Jerry Pedito, I thank you for your introduction. These, what you have brought forth, it has me think deeply on the topic of culture and how we work. What is culture to us? You know, it is known that culture is the order of habits, of practices when living with others, by way of endurance. So, in work, it's the ability to perform what it is that you do. And through these times, this particular time that we are going through, we are sensitive people in regards to about our resources, our safety, and our ability to communicate and our ability to take care of ourselves. So when we're talking about culture, it has me think about what it is that we value. You know, we value being appreciated. We value resources coming to us. You know, and we value unity. And I feel something that we should value. And through these particular times right now, family meetings are very deeply important to ensure that we leave infighting to the side, disagreements to the side, so each of us can be able to appreciate how valuable we are to each other and to be able to take the time out to focus on what resources are valuable for us, and also in regards to properly attaining to detail of what is going on around us, and also being mindful of how we use our resources to be able to have shelter, have food, and also to be able to even repair things around us, because the very government that some of us depend on for survival, it won't be there. All that's going to be there is family, is people who are able to aid and assist each other with survival. And that there is having us have to go back to the basics, you know, of compassion and consideration, because we haven't done that for so long, because this warping of an American dream, you know, what it looks like now, it caused us to be selfish about our own selves, and that left the vulnerability to our own families and to ourselves too. The terms of way of thinking, like, oh well, you know, I'm grown, you know, I'm gonna worry about my own, myself, and we know deep inside that we do need coordination, and we do need each other, we do need compassion, and those things would help us to be able to make sure that we are finding ways to be able to think ahead and actually, you know, prepare for crises. We're going through a crisis right now. The next step would actually be of connecting to each other and making sure that all constructive skills and strategies that we have that keep our shelter maintained, and that keep teaching going on for people to be able to learn from each other, even in trying times, because there is some knowledge from your neighbor or from a family member, you know, that will be able to help us to maneuver around what is going on. And also, I comprehend that there are other areas where things are more intense, and also where things are, you know, not as intense. But right now, communication is very, very key. And it is a time of definite reflection of what we have considered as valuable, that caused us to have vulnerabilities and caused us to have weaknesses at this point, for it to be brought up that unity is a need. because there are certain negative things that we took as a value, you know, such as gossip. There's a lot of us that use social media as a gossip tool, or even our mouths as a gossip tool, and it's wasting time. It wastes a whole lot of time. People will spend hours and hours gossiping instead of hours and hours of, you know, having constructive communication, you know, engaging with someone about what their constructive skills are, in regards to how it can benefit us, you know, in practical ways. At the moment right now, we will be able to actually hash out what our common needs are, what our common wants are. That's a better use of time, and also thinking about, okay, toward these common needs, toward these common goals, how do these skills, how do they help coordinate and play a role? Automatically, there would be where time would be of use in a constructive way, where we would think about, okay, what information be able to help us stay on point? Who can tutor, who can guide, you know, and who can guard the area where there's guidance taking place? You know, defense is very important to protect family, to protect community, to ensure that we're still learning from each other, to ensure that our resources are safe. And especially when it comes to water, lights, we need free, we should have done it already as communities where we have free energy devices where in case the lights go out, you know, of Huhi Enterprises, we tap into that too, making it practical to our lives, you know, coming from the vocational point of view. But that's a whole another story. But thinking, putting our minds to how of proper planning in case lights go out, in case water goes off, because of what is going on, where if the government says, okay, well, you want to act this way, oh, we'll shut that off. We have to take in consideration of how we can coordinate constructive ways to make sure that we survive and are still able to learn from each other, because the learning allows us to be able to focus and also for us to be able to make accomplishments every day. And so with that being said, culture as in an order of habits, an order of practices, you know, we can be able to shift negative ones into positive ones. But hey, Brother O, next track, hit him with it.
Lovely afternoon, kiss the world goodbye, and away we'll fly. Destination moon, we'll travel fast as light till we're out of sight. The earth will be like a toy balloon. What a thrill you'll get riding on my a destination moon. We'll go up, 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 up. To the moon we two, high in the starry blue. I'll be out of this world with you. So away we'll steal in my space mobile, a supersonic, a honeymoon. Leave your cares below, pull the switch, let's go, a destination moon. We'll be right back. too. We'll be high in the starry blue. I'll be out of this world with you. So away we'll steal in my jet mobile, a supersonic honeymoon. Leave your cares below. Pull that switch, let's go. Destination. We're flying high up in the sky. Destination, destination moon.
Yes, yes. Now we have caller one in the queue. Welcome to the planning ship. Caller one, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Caller one, you're online.
In the queue.
Okay, once again, we're going to say this very nice. When you press one, that means you're trying to talk to us on the line. Real simple stuff, okay? All right, let's go to the second caller in the queue. Caller your line right now with Bert Wyjet and A&M University.
Caller one. All right,
here we go again. All right. So let's keep on going with your guys. When y'all press one, that means you're supposed to come on and talk, okay? Here we go again. All right. Back to A&M University right here on E-Dynasty.
All right. Now, as we continue, we have caller one. Please state your name and where you're calling from. I'll be continuing. Now as we continue. Now, things that we can focus on. You know, focusing, as was mentioned before, you know, what we value, you know, and what we're going through, it will remind us of taking value in our ability to attain to detail and our ability to listen and pay attention and our ability to take heed to wisdom and make it practical, including our ability to comprehend each other and our ability to guide each other in, you know, constructive directions and productive directions. Now, whenever we're focusing in, you know, we'll be able to find out, you know, what things that we're good at, so we gain a much more stronger perspective. And also thinking about what type of things would change around us. How would travel change? You know, far as the approach to people would change. Those things are very, very important to focus on, and especially with, I would say in general, with melanated people, we have indigenous tribes that are around us, where with those indigenous tribes that they are, of course, what's connected close to us in regards to where when it comes to things that are coming our way that are synthetic, such as like vaccines. You know, we have, as indigenous people, we have our own natural way of taking care of ourselves and in regards to of expressing that, you know, to certain corporate entities out there. There are vaccine immunization papers that would state that we have our own natural way of taking care of ourselves, and that those are definitely helpful things that push that help support our own natural ways of being and being able to navigate through what it is that we're going through right now. Because from what we already know at this moment in regards to the vaccines, that they're synthetically made. Our bodies themselves, they're not synthetic. You know, we have natural bodies, and having natural things for us are ones to help aid and assist us. But now we have caller 3 in the queue. Please press 1 and state your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Wanda, it's Jerry Petito. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm hanging in there. I'm doing all right.
So I just called in because I wanted to support you, of course. I always love everything you talk about. Is there anything in particular you want me to comment on?
I would like you to comment on how important it is for people to attain to detail to each other.
Okay.
That produces constructive results for our common.
So how we treat each other correctly, is that right?
How we attain to detail to each other to find constructive solutions for our common needs.
So how I go through life on a daily basis, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I'm saying I do my best. I always, before I don't really even judge anyone, to be honest with you. But before I come up with my own conclusion of what I think about that person or how I feel about something that just happened with other people in situations, right? I always try to look at what they've gone through or what their day was or what their week was. So I never, ever just attack or, you know, I always take all that into consideration because I think if everybody did that, if we all understood that we're all human beings and we all pretty much come from the same mold and we really do have the same wants and needs, inner core, you know, and we treat each other with the utmost respect on a daily basis. And, you know, I think if everyone did that for each other, it would be a really great world. And unfortunately, too many people don't feel what I feel. They don't react the way I react, even if someone is not so nice to me. And I always try to, like I said, put myself in their shoes. What kind of a day did they have? But that's how I go through life. And at my age, it's not like I've always done that. You know, I had to grow into this person I am. And that comes with experiences and doing a lot of dumb things.
Yes, thank you, Jerry.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Those what you had, brought up is very important, you know, because as a melanated man, for throughout my life, you know, I have seen, Caucasian people, and also Asian people as well, and others. Providing help, aid, and assistance, and that help, aid, and assistance is greatly appreciated because with a person doing that on Earth, you know, it has benefits in the afterlife as well. But as far as here on Earth, it makes the heart lighter, and it's healthy, and it prevents it prevents heart disease too.
You're right.
And it helps open people's mind and help them feel appreciated, you know? And I appreciate it. It's wonderful, you know, like growing up, my next door neighbors, you know, were Mr. Angelo and Ms. Gloria, you know, they were Italian, you know, and they seen me since I was like 2 years old. And they all allow me to spend time with them, you know, and my mom appreciated it as well. And when I went to school, it was a mixed environment. And so I had a chance to see different perspectives on life, and it helped me to, it contributed to that open mind. And which led to an open heart, an open heart too, you know, which but helped shape who you hear today, you know. So I definitely appreciate what you have to bring forward, because everybody has skills they have to bring forth. Like in the vocational programs I went to, you know, the instructors, you know, were Caucasian, you know, while they were doing their job, you know, I appreciate the fact they were doing their job, and them doing their job, it helped me to come in touch with the basics of something I was interested in, and for me to be able to pass that on to those, to other melanated people who look like me. And the beautiful thing about it is of being able to let them know of when you're at school and when you're out in this world, you know, when people are providing an opportunity for you to learn, you know, to take that opportunity humbly and appreciate it and show appreciation. And I would like to definitely thank my mother, because she was the one who had instilled in saying, when you go to school, you go to school to learn. You know, you don't go to school to goofball.
You know what, Dad? You're talking about your mom, and my dad was that person. I grew up in Long Island City, New York, and we had, like, on blocks, you know, so everybody's houses were attached. And we had black people, Puerto Rican people, Asian people. We were all poor, but no one knew we were all poor. We never knew we were poor. We always had food. We would eat in each other's homes. We would eat on the streets with each other. Our parents would bring food down for all the kids playing. So I never saw color or knew there was a difference in anything. And, you know, I used to steal kids. I went to a Catholic school, and sometimes a couple of the kids would cry because they didn't like what was on the lunch menu if they had to stay in the school, and I would walk a block. My mommy would make me grilled cheese every day, and I would steal the kids and bring them home for lunch, and my mom would be like, "You stole another kid. We got to eat really quick. Come on, guys, eat, and we got to take her back." So that, you know, I appreciate my parents for that. And what you're saying is so beautiful, Wanda. What you're saying is so meaningful.
And I thank you so much, Jerry, you know, for calling in and chiming in. You know, that brings more harmony to the show at hand. And Brother O, you know, hit us with that track. And I thank you again, Jerry. Thank you so much.
Mr. Saturday Dance. Heard they crowded the floor. Couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club. Got as far as the door. They'd have asked me about you. Don't get around much anymore. Baby, I guess my mind's more at ease. Nevertheless, why stir up memories? Been invited on dates, might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. Don't get around anymore. The Saturday dance, I heard the people crowded the floor. Simply couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around. But I visited the club, and I got as far as the front door. Everyone was asking about you, so I don't get around much anymore. In deep freeze, you got the key. Nevertheless, why stir up memories? Been invited on dates, might have gone, but what for? Life's one big drag without you. Don't get around. Don't get around.
Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have caller in queue, caller four in the queue. Please, please press one to join the conversation. And this is Beverly, this is the A&M University, your host, Wadet Mentuhotep L. On air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in at 516-453-9133. Please press 1 to join the conversation. Caller 4, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Congratulations, Wadet L., on your O&E syndicated station all-time connection record with your second all-time. Congratulations. I am proud of you.
Thank you.
This is Angela, and I'm calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Thank you, Angela.
I've been enjoying the show. I have. But, like, so ask me the question. What you want me to talk about, too? I'm like, Jill, what do you want me to talk about, too? Because my brain been all over the place. So what do you want me to answer?
So, I think since endurance means to maintain support and aid, what does that mean? What does that mean to you right now for our people during this current event? To maintain support and aid, as far as endurance.
Maintaining support and aid as far as endurance. Okay, so that pretty much means that we have to learn how to support each other and depend on each other, meaning that where we have not been supporting each other, because for some reason or another, we have been one of the races that do not like to support. We would tear each other down before we lift each other up. So with that being said, you know, we got to learn that everybody's not here to hurt you, even though you may have been hurt by someone. Everybody's not here to hurt you. And then you also have to learn how to connect with yourself and understand that it's important to know who you are and be comfortable with who you are. And when you know who you are and you're comfortable with who you are, then you can give off those good vibes. You can draw people. What you give out, it comes back. It comes back. And we just have to keep it real, too, and understand that, yeah, every day is not going to be a happy day. But you have to learn how to press through. And you have to learn how to speak to yourself and encourage yourself. And I've been hearing y'all talk, and you've been talking about life. And everybody know that that's my word. But I ain't going to give you my definition of that word tonight. I just want to throw this out there. You know, for those that do read the word and read the Bible, you know, it says that the bread of life is the word. So we must eat the word. And the word that I read, it said the word spoke the word. And if he spoke the word, and everything became, why are we not speaking over our life? You got that power. Learn how to speak over your life. And that's all I want to say. Thank you. I'm enjoying the show, and congratulations.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. And, yes, word is key, because words can heal. That's the main key, because the words can heal the mind and it can heal the heart. It can heal the mind and the heart. And we have caller 5 in the queue. Please press 1. State your name and where you're calling from. Thank you, Angela.
Hi,
caller 5.
Hi, Wadet. Hi, this is Sister Bessie. Thank you for your confident words. And thank you for doing this presentation. And congratulations to you. The only thing that I wanted to say
was we, you know, I was taught when I was a child that there was the devil on one side and there was an angel on the other side. And there are people that maybe was taught that today. But you have to make a decision which side you want to follow. Because we know that there is good and evil out there. It's up to the world to stand up for what's right and good in the world. I believe in the golden rule. Do unto others as you would do unto yourself. As I have said, love and respect and knowledge is key to our survival of a people on this planet. And if we don't have those three things, we will fall as a people. And I just wanted to say that, and I thank you so much for what you're doing. And I send my love and support to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. We greatly, greatly appreciate you. And I appreciate you all, you know, because with a healed mind, with a healed heart, and that connects to Archangel Michael, the one as the Archangel of righteousness. And protect our righteousness of justice and of what's right. And Brother O, hit us with the track.
Do I hear you saying you got hurt? Did you say that she's a flim-flam flirt? Are you saying that some double-dealing doll went and did you dirt? Well, bub, welcome, welcome, welcome to the club. Now you know the feeling when you're stung. Now you know why torchy songs are sung. So you stumble down the ladder of love to the bottom rung. Well, bub, welcome, welcome, welcome to the club. Here, 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 don't look so gloomy, look a here, here, here. It's happened to me, so have no fear. Love went and threw me, but we all snap back, smack. 10-1, you'll give up wondering why. Why she gave you up for that new guy. But until you find the kiss that makes you kiss all your blues goodbye. Well, bub, welcome, welcome, welcome to the club. But until you find the kiss that makes you kiss all your blues goodbye, well, bub, oh, well, 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 welcome, oh, well, 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 welcome, well, 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 welcome to the club.
Yes, welcome everyone back to the M University show. And caller 6, you are in the queue. Please press 1 and state your name and where you're calling from.
Ambassador Wildat, how you doing tonight, sir?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling great, Brother Hoonie. I'm feeling great.
I want to say congratulations. Much respect to that Hall of Famer sensation, Jerry Pitito, and much respect to the other Hall of Famer class of 2019, our CEO. I want to say this right quick, and I want to speak on behalf of a parent. And some people out there may not have children, but I want to set this up right quick. If you are a parent, I just want to, I'm going to make a statement, but I want people to really, really think about this. And perhaps, you know, since this is your show, I would love to receive an answer from you. If you had a child, or if you saw parents that had a child, a couple of children, let's say they had two children, at least two, right? And from the time of being a child, when it came time to reprimand that child for doing wrong, and that child never ever was reprimanded, right? I mean, from, I won't say, you know, not to discipline a baby, but when you get to the point where you're able to walk and talk, and it could be something as simple as, don't put your hand on that stove because you're going to get burnt, right? Now, imagine if you never reprimanded a child like that. And all throughout this childhood, teenage years, even on into adulthood, never ever got reprimanded for anything that they ever did. What do you think adult life would be? Why that? I'm just kind of curious to know.
That's a good question as far as what their adult life would be.
Never
would be without
discipline. Never received no discipline. Anything they ever did, you know, there was excuse after excuse after excuse. But never ever, you know, not even a slap on the wrist. What do you think that child would do? You think that child would just all of a sudden just stop and be what's called a good person? You think that's possible, sir?
It can happen. It can happen based on what wisdom they have taken on while growing up. It could happen, and it's also on their environment too. But I think it can happen. I think it is possible to happen.
Okay. I respect the answer, sir. I will respect the answer. Mm. Again, congratulations. I'm proud of you. Your show is getting greater. And I just want you to continue to do what you have been sent here to do, be an O&E dynasty and things that you have incarnated here to do. I'm so proud of you. I have seen you grow and to become a great show host amongst other things, as well as being an ambassador internationally. I'm proud of you. I just wanted to let you know that, okay?
And thank you, Elder Hoonie. I greatly appreciate that. You know, because that in itself, you know, man, it through. I'd say my mom and my dad, you know, and the elders that are around me now, even such as yourself. You know, you got Brother O, you got Jerry, you got girlfriend Noreen. You know, like you got friend Kasson. You know, and I mean, there's other this. I take into context very in a detailed manner of what it means to count blessings and what that is, far as even by just remembering, and then it's another level when you take what you remember and you channel it into motivation towards becoming better. Take it as like a like a spiritual Gatorade, you know, and what you're thinking about your talents and your skills and your like, and how people, you know, appreciate the small things or who have even commented or appreciated it. It all goes a long way, you know. And so I would say that for everybody, you know, to think about those small things. And I definitely think the feminine energy, you know, far from mom down to even elders, you know, my mother's sisters and things, and even hearing it on media, you know, about the small things count, you know, that and those things are far as values that help keep you in order, to even pay attention to certain things that come in your life, and to even pay attention to how you're feeling on the inside, to be able to have it add on to how effective you are at completing goals, or even paying attention to when you pay attention to who is around you and at what time, especially after you put out certain affirmations that you have wanted to come in your life, you know, especially whenever you craft your affirmations according to turning your what is a weakness, you know, into wisdom, and that wisdom turning into a strength to be able to help you hear more, listen more to what is around you, to pay attention and evaluate it, and then so you can be more effective in the moment, in the now, you know. And because for myself, a lot far as wisdom from elders, you know, basic ones of you know, use your time wisely, that ended up translating into my mind as I'm like, wow, I'm not in school right now, but you know what, I still need to carry on with a little bit of math, a little bit of reading, a little bit of writing, to get out visions in my mind, visions of where I could be with my skills, with my talents that have been given, to shape and craft those things, and with those talents and skills to see that inside from ancestry, and with knowing that those are certain things that have been channeled down, and knowing that with those channels, that relatives are a part of those channels, and those are things that that I value, and others should value as well. Because when you have relatives that have passed on, and you have relatives telling you, hey, your grandmother used to draw, and you draw too, and you got that from her, and with just the thought of, dag, I wonder if I you know, would be complete at that, would that benefit my relative that is passed on, that's not here in a physical form? And far as wisdom from elders, whenever, you know, Dr. Malachi Z. York mentioned that whenever we do, whenever we have a positive mindset, how that benefits our relatives and ancestors who are on the etheric or spiritual side, and knowing that when you do things. In a positive manner, that it helps them on the other side, you know, to be able to become stronger energy wise and help you on this side, and they may help you with more ideas, you know, and with being that they can help you bring positive things into this world through creativity, through your talents, whether for speaking, drawing, or designing, or whatever. But now we have Ngozi time.
Well, first of all, I'm so proud of Roger Mentuhotep L tonight on his second on the syndicated station All Time Connection record. Outstanding. This man started out as an intern, and he has elevated himself to be himself. That's what O&E provides. Every host is different. Every host has their own approach, and we build champions. Now, here's my great news for all of you. today was a very tumultuous day, and all of us felt the pain of what happened in Washington, D.C. We already talked about that. We're not going to continue to go on to that. If you're living under a rock, that means you don't know what's going on. So, go to our fabulous news. We, as a broadcasting network, are centered in Lagos, Nigeria. That is our corporate headquarters, and will continue to be the corporate headquarters, and you know, as long as this radio network exists. But we are moving on to big things. We've been transmitting our shows from the West Coast since 2016 from Long Beach, California. And I want to thank Long Beach for doing an excellent job with us. Man, I really appreciate, you know, what that city has done. And, of course, you know, all the support from all my family members in California. Well, we've been moved to do something great. From now on, starting tomorrow night, we'll be transmitting our shows from where we started from where Beverly Nation originally performed. From this time on, we'll be transmitting from Roslyn, Pennsylvania, going back to where we started, YJet, home sweet home. That little suburb out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, will be back part of O&E Dynasty, and I am so proud of that. We are broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria, and transmitting from Roslyn, Pennsylvania. The call of this, y'all, O&E Dynasty, Nigeria. And now, Beverly Nation has advertised the O&E Wizards, Oladeli, and Gozi Enterprises. You reach us, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment@wordpress.com, as well as in Gozi Prime Time, one at bevnet.com. We're in Gozi Time, both for Twitter and Instagram. Oladeli and Gozi appears on Google Plus. Oladeli Malia and Gozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, A&M University, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio. Established 2013. Any comments, suggestions for our wonderful program tonight? Oh, lay, dot and goes with my and gmail.com. The soundtrack of our lives consisted of Nancy Wilson, Mel Torme, Donna Washington, and Nat King Cole. I am the Honeybee on turntables 1 and 2 for you, especially you, but more importantly, I am Oladeli Malaria Gozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis, because you know I am your mother and father's favorite producer. Mr. YJet, Mental Hotep Al, you have 2 minutes left to go on the program.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to continue this conversation and add on more in regards to about how to make our skills practical to our lives in terms of preparedness for crises and also for survival in it, you can contact me at 917-691-0842. 917-691-0842 to learn more about Hoohe Enterprises. And we are thank you again, Brother O and the family, and thank you all for tuning in.
And also tomorrow night, Merck City in your area, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Me and Sharice Lee, the Killer Bees. You know what time it is on these O&E stations.